When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints. I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Well, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, just music.
11:37, it's a Thursday morning with the invasion. Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren. We're going to dive back into the stars for your lunchtime. Got some thoughts on game one. We'll also chat with play-by-play voice of the Dallas Stars, Josh Bogorod, joining us. All coming up for your lunch. But right now, we do it each and every Thursday at this very time. As you just heard Norm describe, boy, music.
Yeah, and I called for the ball this week because I remember being in the car over the weekend. And as I'm driving responsibly around the Metroplex, listening to some tunes from my playlist, this song, and I'm going to play this one, Tyler. This song pops up on my playlist.
Yeah, we got the feeling now. We got the feeling now.
Shut up, Al Green.
Oh, boy. That'll... All right, man. God damn.
This is I Want to Hold Your Hand, and this is a cover song from the Beatles playing the same tune. So play the Beatles right for me, Tip Sheet. So as I'm driving down the highways, again, signaling when I change lanes, if I'm going a little slower in the left, I move over so people can pass me, driving very responsibly. But listen to this, and I started thinking, okay, when you have those songs that cross, they will cross genres.
Yes.
And how they sound, and then I started thinking that, well, some of the other songs, cover songs that cross genres like that. Now, some of these may be familiar to a lot of people, but I discovered some that I had never heard as far as the covers will go that I thought, I was wondering, just kind of toiling around, who made this cover of this song? And when it crosses over genres, can you still enjoy it? Or some people will not, don't have a clue that this song was covered or anything like that. So it got me on this journey a bit. So let me start here with a song that I think is familiar with a lot of people. If you like hip hop, even if you're a casual fan, I think you will recognize that Miss Jackson from Outkast is a song that everyone knows and enjoys.
Yeah, if I know it, then everyone knows
it. Goes out to all the babies, mamas. Mamas. Baby mamas.
About to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yeah. It's Big Boy, it's Andre 3000, Three Stacks, doing one of their most popular crossover tunes, Miss Jackson. And again, this may have been covered a ton by other artists, I don't know, and I'm sure it's been sampled, but I'm talking about strict covers.
Man, I've never heard this from anybody else.
So let's go to a group that I had never heard of until I started doing this research, and they're called The Vines.
Okay.
And they covered Miss Jackson. So let's listen to it across genres.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Oh. Never meant to make your daughter cry. Apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. Apologize a trillion times.
This is cool, man. I like this.
In 2008, Travis is very into this.
This is like a song that would play at the end of a teen movie where somebody just killed somebody.
Yeah, it's emo punk rock.
Where they're walking, away and the rain is falling and they got the knife in their hand.
There's like a slow-mo of a building
it's
collapsing.
Dripping yeah, blood. It's dripping blood. It's dripping off, yeah. So I'm wondering, is there anyone that's listened to this and they have no clue that Outkast did Miss Jackson?
Oh, I guarantee. Oh, yeah, I don't know. That song is so popular.
And you may be right, but
you're probably some emo kid back then. That song came out. You're like, I hated it, dude.
Or you listen to zero hip hop. That's not even in your consciousness thinking yeah, that.
I listen to zero hip hop, and
true.
I know what Miss Jackson is.
That's
did you
true.
Say the name of that artist?
The Vines.
The Vines?
The Vines, yes. So here's one that...
What a trip. It's like, remember when I played that cover of Starships, We Built This City, that I heard at the end of Paradise? It's like that. Where you're just like, what am I listening to?
So I'm thinking this is going to be a hip-hop song that you don't know.
Oh, there's no way that's true.
And this is T.I. And this song is Whatever You Like.
Hey, Jim. You know
I've heard this song.
Daddy. Oh, have you? Okay.
Yeah. Tricking, they tell them girls.
I see you can have whatever you like.
I didn't know it was T.I.
You can have whatever you like.
Of radio play for this too.
Yeah.
Plenty of radio play. T.I. Whatever You Like. Now, this is an artist I've never heard of.
And it's called Matchbox 20.
Anya Marina. Anybody heard of her?
No.
Anya, are they better than Star Trek?
I listen to Rob Thomas.
Okay, so our intern has heard of Anya Marina, and she covered Whatever You Like. So let's check her out.
Someday, she's hot.
On ice, we can pop bottles all night, baby. You can never ever. For you tonight, baby, you can go wherever you like.
The voice is very interesting.
Yeah, you can go wherever you like. Anytime you want to pick up the telephone, you know it ain't nothing, drop a couple stacks on you. One that you can get in my dear $5 million home, drop in this, I swear.
So Anya Marina with the cover of T.I.'s Whatever You Like.
God, her voice, there's something to that voice, man.
All right, let's hop to, I don't know what year this came out, but this one was big for me. This is Blackstreet with No Diggity. And we've all heard this,
yeah.
I think.
Yes.
I always have to check with Matt.
I did not know that this was by a group called Blackstreet.
No diggity, no doubt.
Dre raps in it at the very beginning, but the group is Blackstreet. One of my favorite, as a matter of fact.
Actually, I don't know who I thought this was. I don't know who I would have said.
Well, let's get to the meat in the course.
He does our intro song. That was the drop.
It's a forte, each and every day, true play away. I can't get her out of my mind.
Wow.
I think about the girl all the time.
Well, you want to talk about crossing genres? Let's go to Scott Bradley Postmodern Jukebox. And they did a cover of No Diggity.
Mm-hmm. Is this going to sound like Lake Street Dive?
Yeah. Shut it, get down, good Lord. Baby got 'em open all over town. Simply cause you don't play around. Cover much ground. Got game by the pound. Getting paid is a forte. Each and every day to play away. I can't get them out of my mind.
I think about the boy all the time. East side to the west side.
I don't know what it is about this type of music. That is hot.
It's pretty dope, man. It's something that you really don't expect.
We're getting opposite reactions in here. We're right hitting the skip button.
It's so sultry. It's so, like, if the lights are low and this chick's on stage doing this, I mean,
sounds like cigarettes.
Totally would be.
I will just lay back and I am yours.
No, I think this is dope. I think it, you know, it doesn't have the funk, of course, of
apparently they
Blackstreet.
They do a lot of covers. They've covered a ridiculous amount of songs.
And I think the horns.
It's interested. I will be interested enough to see what else that they've done. But all right, I'll give you one more, and I think this one is pretty popular. I wasn't quite familiar with it, but of course we know the Jay-Z's 99 Problems.
If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got the rap patrol on the patrol.
Dang, the intern's in there mouthing every word.
Just like you. I saw you doing it.
Well, I stopped after the first three words.
Oh, that's all you know?
This is your favorite.
I'm kidding. Obviously, I know this song.
Oh, shut up.
By the guy who sings it.
He said it.
Wait, which version is this?
It's Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Which version is this?
Again, I don't know how many times this has been covered, and when I went and looked at this song, it's been viewed a whole lot of times, so I'm thinking a lot of people are familiar with it. I wasn't.
Man.
You ever heard of Hugo?
Nope.
Well, let's listen to 99 Problems from Hugo.
From Lost?
If you haven't got problems, I feel bad for your son. I got 99 problems and a bitch ain't one.
All right. Like a little bluegrass going on.
Sounds like Oh Brother, We're Out Thou, whatever that movie was.
I might have this song on my Spotify.
Really?
Yeah. So
I
there
like
you go.
Bluegrass,
I don't know. You give me a little Al Green with
Hugo
playing, singing the cover of I Want to Hold Your Hand. It just got me thinking about those songs crossing genres and how they sound. And we could do this, I don't know how many different times, because there's so many different ones out there. And I was trying to see the differing genres, and not like, because I think Al Green and Beatles, they're a different genre.
Right.
But, you know.
They're both.
Right, right. You know what I'm saying? It's like if it's a hip hop or a country music artist doing a hip hop song or vice versa, something like that. But it's a lot out there that I discovered, man. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. But, that's where my mind goes when I'm in the car listening to music and I hear that. So I wanted to present that to you guys. That's boy music.
I highly enjoyed that.
Well, there you go. For this week, we do it every Thursday at 11:30. Boy, music